Sharing Time. I Am a Child of God by Margaret Lifferth. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 16. Have you ever held a baby? Did you ever wonder where babies lived before they were born? Did you ever wonder where you lived before you came to your family? The First Presidency explains on the first page of the Faith in God guidebook, you are a child of God. He is your heavenly Father. He loves you and cares about you. How can you know that Heavenly Father loves you? One way our earthly parents show their love is by providing food and shelter for us. They also teach us to choose the right. Our Heavenly Father has provided us with many things that remind us of His love for us every day. The beautiful earth, the scriptures, the living prophets, and our families. Best of all, He sent Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus Christ, we can return to live with Heavenly Father if we choose the right. President Gordon B. Hinckley has taught that we can show our love to our Heavenly Father as we speak to Him in prayer and keep His commandments. When we do this, President Hinckley promises He will watch over you and guide you and protect you. He will bless you in your schoolwork and in your primary. He will bless you in your home, and you will be a better boy or girl. Never forget, my dear young friends, that you really are a child of God who has inherited something of His divine nature, one whom He loves and desires to help and bless. You are a child of God. Ensign, May 2003, page 119. Friend, May 2003, page 6. Child of God Crown Frame. You may need some assistance with this activity. Make a crown frame to remind you that you are a child of God. Remove page 17 and attach it to heavy paper. In the frame, attach a mirror or a picture of yourself. Cut out the frame, the slits on the frame, and the crown cutouts. Fill in the blanks on the crown cutouts. Every month, attach a new crown to your frame by inserting the tabs on the crown into the slits on the frame. On page 17 are 6 frames with the following sentences written on the frame that you can complete. I can become more kind as I blank. I can do better in school as I blank. I can share the gospel when I blank. I can learn more about Heavenly Father and Jesus when I blank. I can be an example by blank. I can increase my faith in Jesus Christ as I blank. Sharing Time Ideas. 1. Help the children memorize the following lines from the Faith in God guidebook, inside front cover. I know Heavenly Father loves me, and I love Him. I can pray to Heavenly Father anytime, anywhere. I'm trying to remember and follow Jesus Christ. Adapt a scripture story on paper into a simple role play. See Teaching No Greater Call, page 178. For example, Nephi with his brothers on the ship. See 1 Nephi chapter 18. Or Daniel in the lion's den. See Daniel chapter 6. Let the children role play this story using simple costumes or name tags. Use questions to review the story and reinforce the principle of prayer. See Teaching No Greater Call, pages 68 through 70. Repeat with the children the memorized lines. Group each class of children with their teacher and let them tell their favorite scripture stories or their own experiences about prayers being answered. Let each class choose a child to tell their story to the whole primary as time allows. 2. Teach the principle that making choices is an important part of our life on earth. Our right to choose is called agency. Agency or moral agency, not free agency. As we use our agency to choose the right, we are following Jesus Christ and can return to live with Him and Heavenly Father. The scriptures will help us choose the right. On the chalkboard, post a picture of Jesus with a 10-step path leading to Him and a paper child at the other end of the path. pass out to each class a paper in the shape of a road sign, with one of the following scripture references printed on it. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Matthew chapter 19, verse 18. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 9. Mosiah chapter 13, verse 20. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 34. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 21. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 27. Doctrine and Covenants, section 51, verse 9. Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verses 7 and 8. Doctrine and Covenants, section 119, verse 4. Have the classes look up the references and write on the paper the principle we are to obey. Post the road signs so they are visible to the children. Prepare case studies. See Teaching, No Greater Call, pages 161 through 162, that require the children to make a decision. For example, you hear someone talking unkindly about a friend. What do you do? You have saved money for a special game, but discover that it costs more than you have. You would have enough money if you didn't pay tithing. What do you do? Let the children respond by matching the case study with a scripture road sign, telling what they would do, and moving the paper child along the path toward the picture of Christ. Sing songs from the Choice section of the Children's Songbook. See page 307. For younger children, substitute simple pictures illustrating the principles taught in the scriptures. Let them solve the case studies and move the child along the path to Jesus. 3. Teach the principle that Heavenly Father planned for us to come to a family and have a physical body. It is important for us to take care of our bodies and keep them strong and healthy. Prepare the following word strips. Exercise, healthy foods, rest, good hygiene, protect your body, and things to avoid. For children who can't read yet, include pictures that illustrate these concepts. Place the word strips on the chalkboard, leaving room to write under each one. In a bag or a box, bring items or pictures of items that illustrate what we need to do to take care of our bodies. These could include pictures of foods recommended or forbidden in the Word of Wisdom. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 89. A bar of soap, a toothbrush, a bandage, a small ball, a small pillow or blanket, a comb, and pictures from primary packets, 1-8, 1-15, 1-37, 1-38, 1-40, 1-41, 1-51, 2-23, 2-27, 2-48. Invite children to pick an item from the box. Match it with the heading and tell why it is important for our health. Support principles being taught with songs such as The Lord Gave Me a Temple, page 153, The Word of Wisdom, pages 154 through 155, and Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes, page 275. For older children, sometimes doing what is healthy for our bodies will require a difficult choice. Tell the story in Daniel chapter 1 of Daniel refusing the king's meat. Bear testimony of the Lord's promise in Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verses 18 through 21. Also review A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth. Ensign, January 2001, pages 2 through 11, regarding piercings, tattoos, and modesty. Invite the bishop or branch president to discuss President Hinckley's counsel for the children. 4. We show our love for Heavenly Father as we keep the commandments. Repeat John chapter 14, verse 15 with the children. Help them memorize the scripture by using simple visuals such as a cutout heart, love, and a representation of a Ten Commandments tablet. Teach the children that Jesus showed His love for Heavenly Father by always being obedient. Display Gospel Art Kit picture 227. Read with the children the story of Christ in Gethsemane from Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 39. Explain that even though it was not easy, Christ was willing to do what Heavenly Father wanted Him to do to help us return home to Him. What are some things Heavenly Father has asked us to do? Take responses from children. Post My Gospel standards and attach small hearts to corresponding standards as the children give their answers. Post Gospel Art Kit pictures 212 through 216 on the board. Teach that one way to keep the commandments is to love and be kind to others. Invite the children to share ways the pictures show that Jesus loved and served others. Sing Love One Another, page 136. Pass out paper, pencils, and/or crayons to the children and invite them to write a note or draw a picture to send to a missionary, member of the military, someone who is homebound, or your bishop or branch president. Have the pianist play while the children complete this project. Sing Keep the Commandments, pages 146 and 147. Send home a few paper hearts with each child. Explain that they can do anonymous acts of kindness and leave a heart as a clue that they are showing love to Heavenly Father by keeping the commandments. 5. Song Presentation. Teach A Child's Prayer, pages 12 through 13, by asking questions to direct the children's listening as you sing it. To teach the first verse, post Gospel Art Kit Picture 216, Christ and the Children, Pictures 3-24, Boy Praying, and 3-60, Girl Praying, from Primary 3, and a drawing of the moon and stars, representing heaven. Sing the first two lines, and ask the children to listen for the questions the child has about Heavenly Father and prayer. Take their responses, have a child choose and hold a picture that represents those lines, and sing that much together. As you sing the next two lines, ask the children to listen for what the child has heard about heaven, and then for a clue that the child may be receiving an answer to his or her questions. But I feel it close around me as I pray. Take responses. Let a child choose another picture and sing all four lines together. As you sing the next two lines, ask the children to listen for something the child remembers. Take responses and sing that much together. Take Gospel Art Kit Picture 216 from the board and discuss the story from the back of the picture. See Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. When you sing the last two lines, ask the children what the child is going to do because he or she remembered the story of Jesus. Sing and take responses. Have a child hold the last picture and sing the whole first verse together. Repeat the verse, referring to the pictures and using other singing methods. For example, right side of the room sings first four lines, left side sings second four lines. Sing parts louder or softer. The second verse answers the child's questions with a firm testimony of prayer. Have the children listen for what this person knows as you sing the second verse. Take responses and teach the blessing of testimony. Teach this verse in sections using visuals. Gospel Art Kit Picture 605, Young Boy Praying, A Mouth, A Heart, Gospel Art Kit Picture 608, Christ and Children from Around the World, Repetition, and by marking the beat. When the children have learned both verses well, sing them together as a duet. 6. Friend References. You Are a Child of God, May 2003, pages 2 through 6. I Can Pray to Heavenly Father Anytime, Anywhere, August 2003, pages 24 through 26. I Am a Child of God, January 2004, page 15. I Am a Child of God, March 2003, page 18. Show You Know, June 2003, pages 16 through 18. Powerful Ideas, March 2003, page 17. These references and others can be found at www.lds.org. Click on Gospel Library. End of Sharing Time. I Am a Child of God by Margaret Lifferth.